what I remember most is I dated the Austrian man in charge of the monorail.
How exciting! So yeah. You were actually dating the man who drove it?
No. I did then, for a short while. I was only 22, or nearly 22, I think, at the time. He was quite a bit older than me. And it was all very, very exciting. And I was driving up the road, remembering a tradies that was open at the time on the waterfront, and that's where I'd meet him to go for a meal. And I just thought I'd tell you.
How did you get it on with the man who ran the monorail?
Because I was working at a tradies at the time. He used to come in and have his tea.
Okay, and who made the first move?
Obviously him.
Obviously.
No. You know, after the monorail was closed at night and ordinary mere mortal shoppers like us couldn't go on it anymore, did you two ever have any late night trips in there?
No. Definitely not.
It didn't take you on like a moonlight tour of the waterfront car park?
Definitely not. Nothing seedy. He was a complete gentleman. But what is really funny, my middle child is obsessed with trains and anything like trains. And every time we go past the waterfront, he says, there used to be a special train on there. It was called a monorail, and I always smirked myself.
I know this is a bit of a personal question, but he's not the father of that child, is he?
Definitely not, no. He's not the father of any of my children, no, but it's really quite funny. And I came home from work, and my middle son was looking on YouTube at pictures of monorail, and it was working. And I just smirked, and then you mentioned it, and I just, you know, thought I'd share it with you.
Well, where did the relationship go wrong? Where did it derail?
No, really. I was just too busy doing lots of things. He was a nice man, but, you know, there was quite an age gap there.
So that's how come you knew the year?
Yeah, that's how come I knew the year, yeah.